Ladies and gentlemen, Lima took care of me over the weekend. So I've never had it, and it's like an online thing. I go, well, if I've never had it, I've been to Chicago with you, and we never tried it. I didn't even know it was a thing until Owen told me what it was, to be honest with you. That was like, what, like 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah, it's been less than a calendar year, but yeah.
Owen told me about this, and I'm like, what? And he goes, oh, you don't know what that is? And I go, no. And now Lima has finally went to Chicago, and he came back with it. Ladies and gentlemen, in my hand, I hold a bottle of Jepson's Malort, which is a liqueur. And I've seen nothing but YouTube videos of this booze, which it's nothing but people who don't like it.
Literally in their marketing, if you go to their website, they have two people cringing after taking a sip.
Are you serious?
And that is their lead image on their website. It's not a drink for most people, but we're not most people.
It says, may we suggest, Malort has the aroma and full-bodied flavor of an unusual botanical. Its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers. Is that people who carry something in each hand?
I believe they use each of their fists.
Double fisting.
To have a drink.
So it's like, here you go, Lushy. Put this down your throat. You're going to love that. It's 70 proof. Now, I know I'm not allowed to drink on the air. Mm-hmm. I know that's like a no. Is that an FCC no-no, or was that a Tom no-no?
Probably a little column A,
we'll
column B.
It was certainly a 9:45 a.m. no-no.
Because you're supposed to be responsible when you are sharing the public airwaves.
Correct.
All right. I mean, I'm going to try it. So I'll probably try it Friday. Let everybody know. You got me a whole fifth. How much did it set you back?
I think it was like $30.
$30?
$32, whatever.
Do I owe you?
No. No, this was a treat.
I'd get you into a bottle of Buffalo Trace and have a couple dollars left over for that.
That's crazy. $33 for this.
People were horrified when some of my sister's friends, I said, hey, I got to get over to the liquor store or wherever. And I told them what I was getting. They said, oh, no, you can't possibly be bringing that back. They were like, is this a gag? I'm like, well, kind of.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I don't think I've had it either, or if I did, well, it was a late night thing.
You don't remember the experience.
Years ago, and I don't remember
I had a couple of longtime Clevelanders. When I said, like, man, I've never tried Malort, and I think I'm going to try it. And I had a lot of people saying, you're crazy. Don't try it. This is since 1933. So this is what, right at the beginning of the end of Prohibition? The end of Prohibition, right at the end? They were like, well, let's start making this. Oh, which probably means they're already making it somewhere. So you have this. What I had a lot of people, they were emailing me, texting me, tweeting at me that you can get this as a shot at certain bars.
Oh,
here.
Oh, I didn't. I had no idea.
I said that's not the authentic thing. Now, the authentic thing for me were to me to go to Chicago and try it. I'm not going to do that. I just wanted you to bring me back a bottle. So, because I'll have a bottle and I'm sure I'm going to take one drink of it. Wish I never did, I'm guessing. And then I'm going to just have it as a conversation piece.
Because it's defined as a liqueur.
Liqueur.
Is there something you can mix it with? If you try this and
gasoline.
You're like, oh my God, this is horrendous. Is there anything we can throw it in with
make
it palatable?
I'll look at that. I'm on their website right now trying to figure out the Prohibition. So it actually did start during Prohibition.
It did?
The original formula.
Probably out of a bathtub.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be like medicinal use?
Yes, correct. That was, I've listened to a podcast on Prohibition. They were actually, the government was producing alcohols that they didn't want you to drink because they were poisoned, so you wouldn't drink them. And guess what people did? They still drank them anyway. That's why we had to end Prohibition.
You look at a bottle of liquor.
Also, I need to get through my Sundays.
I look at a bottle of liquor, and like there's bottles, and you're like, oh, boy, but that tastes good. Like if you like whiskey or whatever, oh, man, I bet that tastes good. This does not look attractive. It does not look like an attractive drink. But I don't want to tell myself that I'm not going to like it, because what do we say about taste all the time? If it looks good and smells good, you're going
to
like it.
You'll psych yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do that when we were in the very big shot-taking phase of my young drinking life. You'd psych yourself out. you hear so much about something. The one was 151.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you suck.
You just hear so much about it. And my gag reflex was such that it was going to be tough to stomach it.
A lot of Everclear when I was in the younger years because it did its job effectively at a price that a few people could get together and handle.
Should I save this?
I found you a couple cocktails here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got?
The Malort Highball, which is Malort, tequila, lime juice, orange juice, and ginger beer.
All right.
Or a Malort Spritz, which sounds fantastic on a summer day, right? It's got lime juice and grape soda water.
Is it cheating if it's cold? Like if I throw it in the freezer and I bring it out of the freezer and I try it on Friday night, will it be cheating if it's cold or do I have to take it like room temperature?
I think you're going to be looking for any way to dress this up when all is said and done.
I'm actually getting nervous looking at it.
By the way, yeah. 30 miles in Indiana, one lane.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I told you, I saw that.
What a nightmare.
I follow a lot of truckers on Instagram, and they keep posting about it. They drive from Indiana.
And this is going to take like the whole year. So I look, there's not really a great way to avoid it.
Nope.
If you're making the drive. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think next time I might have to fly just because of that stretch.
Just have to deal with it.
It added a good 40, 45 minutes, and had traffic been worse, it could have been full over an hour.
So you're telling me it's good that I can't... Liz won't allow me to go to a Notre Dame game in 2025.
Yeah, because this is between Notre Dame and the border.
Okay, never mind. Well, then I'll go in 2026.
You need the private jet. You need Baskin's friends to come through.
Well, Friday, I didn't know Baskin August had those 8th, friends. The Cleveland Guardians are in Chicago to take on the White Sox. They'll be there for a 4-game set over the weekend.
That was the other thing when I was there. The first thing I did, let's look for Cubs games, because I'm going to have some idle time on Thursday when I got in. And, of course, they were off. And then the next day, they were in Chicago to take on the White Sox at the White Sox Stadium.
Oh,
no chance.
Down to Wrigley.
There was so no chance. And the funny thing is, like, my sister is, you know, by where everything is.
You want to go see the big cubicle?
But it's quicker to get to the White Sox Stadium from her place.
Right off the highway.
Because of the freeway situation than it is to get to Wrigleyville. There was zero desire to go see that stadium unless I got to watch it in the booth with our buddy.
John Shriffin.
Yep. Then it's a different story.
Can I give you one more reason here?
Let's go.
I got to finish it with some.
Let's go.
My final reason why I want Joe Flacco just to start the season, and that's it. When we had Daryl on, and he's talking to us about Quinshon Judkins, and hearing what Andrew Berry had to say about Quinshon Judkins, or the lack of really anything that they can say about Quinshon Judkins because the situation has to play out, I need a veteran to go out there. And I thought when you take a guy like that, your goal is to be able to, hey, when in doubt on 1st and 10, we can hand off the ball. Let's get 4 yards. Let's make 1st and 10, 2nd and 6, and let's manage. That was your goal. Now you could still possibly, what?
Are you saying that could be gone now?
Yeah. I don't know when the guy's going to be able to play. So now I'm going to have to, how am I going to move the football? So we might be right back to square one. Hey, you were a one-dimension offense with Joe Flacco in 2023. You couldn't really run the ball. So now I'll have Joe Flacco back. I'll start the season with him. I don't know how long it'll last. And maybe Dylan Sampson's going to be the type of guy that you can just hand the ball off to and that'll be it. Maybe he will be that guy. Maybe I'm not thinking that much about Dylan Sampson and I should be. But this is a big hit to whatever offensive plans that you were trying to do. And to have that happen to you right as you're starting the season, it's like, let me take the guy who has experience to start things off. Then I know what I have. I will have seen Dylan Sampson in an NFL offense. I already know what I have in Jerome Ford, who should be a third down back. I will have seen Dylan Sampson in an offense. And then, okay, how would Dylan or Shador work with this guy?
Can I ask you a question?
You what?
Do you care how Nick Chubb looks?
Yes. Why?
People sending me one run. It was one Nick Chubb run that the Texans put out. And I was like, all right, look fine.
You're not tricking me into doing it. It ain't going to happen. I know what you're trying to do, and it ain't going to happen.
I'm just saying.
No, because you know that I was getting texts before the show, and you want to try to get me to say that on and be public about it. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.